All right, guys, I'm Jess Belisle, and it's breakfast time. This morning, we're heading into my parents' kitchen to make a special treat with my dad.
Hi, I'm Steve Gray. This morning, we're going to make my Uncle Frank's waffles for the NPR. Frank Galbraith, my mother's brother. He was born in 1909. When he passed away in the early 80s, I got to involved in helping dismantle the household. One of the things that was there was an old waffle iron, probably from the early 1950s, and my cousin, who was coming to town to take care of this stuff, said I could have it. So I brought the thing home, and when I finally opened it to use it, there was a recipe inside the waffle iron, handwritten. It was very different than any that I'd ever seen, because waffles, to me, are usually heavy. They're made with buttermilk or milk products, butter, things like that. And this recipe was very unusual to me because for the liquid, it uses club soda. And it ends up making a very airy, light waffle like I've never had before. So let's get to making it.
I have to say, I thought this was the only way waffles were for the longest time, because this is what we would make when I was a kid. And I have a lot of memories of you guys making these in this old waffle iron on Saturday mornings and listening to Michael Feldman and Car Talk.
It was an NPR heyday.
Yes. So let's make some waffles.
Okay. The recipe is incredibly simple. The base is Bisquick, of which I also have the recipe I make my own, which I got from Heloise in the newspaper.
It was one of her hints, huh?
One of her hints on how to make Bisquick. It's just 2 cups of Bisquick, 1/3 of oil, I use canola, 1 egg, and a 10-ounce bottle of club soda. That's it. And you just dump everything in all at once. 1/3 cup of oil. And with the fork, I beat the egg slightly. It's enough to kind of whip it together, and then open the club soda. And just stir it up. It will be slightly lumpy.
Is this something you want to avoid over mixing?
I don't mix it a whole lot. I don't have the exact order of time on this, but I just kind of look at it until it's kind of looks like a batter, but lumpy batter.
So the original recipe you found didn't have very specific instructions on how to mix this?
It had just the ingredients.
Oh.
Okay. Now that that's done, we've already heated our waffle iron, and this iron works pretty quickly. It's the old kind with a light on the top. When it goes out, it's ready to put the ingredients in. Oh, look at that. Smoke's up there. And I just kind of ladle out the batter then into the waffle iron. It's sizzling. Close the lid. I'd say it takes about 5 minutes. Uncle Frank worked for the U.S. Federal Bureau of Roads. And his first assignment was the highway across Canada to Alaska, and it was built in the early part of World War II, and then after the war was over, he was in the Philippines building roads. In the 1950s, he worked in Iran building roads, so he lived all over the world, and very interesting life, and he was an amateur photographer and had pictures published in National Geographic. With his proximity to the Middle East, he took a lot of pictures over there, and he always said that Beirut was the most beautiful city in the world, but that has changed a great deal now, so... Just a very interesting life, and like I say, you don't have the chance to deal with people that have been all over the world very often, and that was always interesting to me as growing up.
While Uncle Frank died before I was born, I do have my own memories of him. During his time in Iran, the Shah would occasionally have kind of a garage sale to get rid of some of the extra gifts he didn't want or didn't use. Uncle Frank picked up one of the most beautiful sets of glasses from Austria at one of these sales. They are now with my dad's sister. As a kid, I remember admiring the green, pink, blue, amber, and red glass lined with gold. I will never forget the first time Aunt Norma thought I was grown up enough to actually use one. Okay, back to waffles.
I guess it takes a little more than 5 minutes. There.
Nice. I guess you're going to be careful not to overfill this.
I wouldn't recommend it. It's a mess.
This waffle iron's pretty heavy in weight, isn't it?
Yes, it has cast iron griddles. General Electric.
How are those waffles, Em?
They're really delicious.
Eat those other waffles. There's going to be some fresh ones coming up here in a second, though. Maybe. Oh, the light just went out.
Oh,
good shape.
This time.
These waffles provide the perfect base for whatever toppings you want. I like simple butter and maple syrup. the real stuff. But you might want to go full on Leslie Knope with an entire can of whipped cream. Either way, it's up to you how to dress up these easy, delicious waffles from Frank Galbraith. For KSMU Sense of Community, I'm Jess Belisle. Just you coming and spilling juice over me. Odds and ends.